The other thing is joy. And the mark of divine righteousness is joy. Joy means tremendous gladness in our heart. It's not smiling all the time. Don't confuse joy with smiling. You know, I've been to a lot of charismatic Pentecostal churches where the song leader will clap and smile and shout and say, "We must all rejoice in the Lord. Come on, shout. Come on, I don't see somebody clapping." And the poor fellow starts clapping because he's been exposed like that. What a stupid thing. I don't see somebody raising their hand there, and the fellow doesn't want to raise their hands. This is all stupid. I never listened to such people. I remember once when I went to a charismatic meeting where they asked me to speak. This is in England. And when I went there, I didn't know. It was the first time I was going there. It was a group of about 70, 80 people. And in the time of singing, they all got into the center and started dancing. And they said, "We're free from the opinions of people," and they dance around. I was the only one standing by the chair. And I said, "I'm free from your opinion, so I can stand here." If I were afraid of your opinion, I'd join you and wiggle around over there. But I'm free from your opinion. If you really want to be free from opinion, it's not by doing what everybody else does. It's by saying, "I'm not bothered. I'm not here." And you know what happened? They did not let me speak. There's one meeting where I went to, they wouldn't let me speak. And on the way back, they said, "Oh, Brother Zach, we had some other program and somebody wanted to testify and all that." I said, "Perfectly okay. I'm not offended. I have peace in my heart. I saw God there also." And later on, I heard the leader of that movement fell into adultery. I'm not surprised. That's what happens with all this type of stuff. So what I say is, you'll never be offended. You'll have joy in your heart. But these people, their joy is only for that little time. How do you know whether you have joy in your heart? It's not how loud you shout and yell and scream on Sunday morning when you sing. No. It's when things go wrong in your life. When people upset you, do you have joy in your heart? That is the time to say, "I rejoice in the Lord always." It's easy. You just got to be an extrovert to shout and sing in the meeting. And God has not made everybody extroverts. But extroverts and introverts can rejoice in the Lord always. A lot of charismatic song leaders are extroverts, and they fool themselves thoroughly that they are rejoicing in the Lord. They don't. I say, go and test yourself when your wife yells at you. Go and test yourself when you have problems on the road or in your office or with difficult people. Then let me see if you rejoice. Then you know you're rejoicing in the Lord, not Sunday morning. I don't believe in Sunday. Sunday morning is acting just to show other people. So don't be discouraged if you're an introvert and say you can't rejoice in the Lord. Don't be fooled by this superficial, frothy, so-called joy that charismatic song leaders have. I compare it to, you know, if you put a lot of surf soap powder in a bucket of water and just splash it around with the hand, there'll be a lot of bubbles on top. Have you seen that? You go back after half an hour, what's left? It's all gone. That's exactly this frothy type of singing I've seen in charismatic circles where people shout and raise their hands and shout and yell and clap and all that. You go and see them later on in the same afternoon in their home. They're grumpy and sour and yelling at their wives. And is that joy? I don't want that. I want a joy in the Lord that's 24 hours. Anytime when things go wrong, when things go right. All the time. And that's why I say, for us in CFC, the important day is not Sunday. Somebody asked me that. What's the difference in your church and other churches? I said this. Other churches, the important day is Sunday. Is the singing good? Is the preaching good? I said, I couldn't care less for that. In our church, the important day is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. In other words, how you live at home, how you behave in your office. That's what we teach. And if you've lived a good, godly life throughout the week, even if you don't raise your hand on Sunday morning, even if you don't shout, God will hear your praise from your heart much more than the other fellow is clapping and singing and shouting who gets honor before people. Do you want honor before people? I want to ask you, I've asked myself this many times. When I sing to the Lord, even sing these songs, am I concerned what other people are saying about me, how I'm doing it? I tell you honestly, when I was 20, 30 years old, I was, not today. I finished with it years ago. I couldn't care less whether people think I'm worshiping the Lord or not. I want to be conscious of Jesus right here. And when I sing those songs, I say, how marvelous, how wonderful is your love for me. I want to be talking to him. Lord, you loved a sinner, condemned, unclean, like me. That's exactly what I was singing this morning to Jesus who was here. I don't know who you were singing it to. I know in my younger days, I used to just sing. I wasn't even aware of the presence of Jesus. Singing, and I'm supposed to be singing to Jesus, but you're not singing it to him. You're just going along with the tune. I want you to check yourself, my brother, sister. Are we going through a ritual on Sunday morning? Seek for the joy of the Lord. It's when I began to seek for 24-hour joy that I really began to experience what it is, even when you sing on a Sunday morning, to sing to the Lord. I stand amazed in your presence, Lord. I sometimes have to shut my eyes because I get distracted seeing around. I stand amazed in your presence, Lord, that you could love a sinner, condemned, unclean like me. How marvelous. How wonderful that is. Did it strike you this morning as you sang that song? That it is so wonderful and so marvelous. Many times when I sing songs like this, the tears come in my eyes. I don't have to manufacture it. I can't manufacture it. But it comes automatically when you think of how much Jesus loved a wretched sinner like me. The mark of the kingdom of God, true righteousness, is a joy that's there all the time. And it's tested when things go wrong and not on Sunday mornings. Dear brothers and sisters, seek for this righteousness. Jesus said, seek first. Seek means not just look around. I mean, if you lost a 1 rupee coin somewhere, it's not much value nowadays. You won't look for it long. You're walking through the grass and you lost a 1 rupee coin. Even a beggar won't spend too much time looking for that. But if you misplaced a wad of 1,000 rupee notes that you had somewhere in the house, boy, how will you look for that? That's called seeking. Seek this righteousness with all your heart, in secret. Get before God and say, Lord, this is the righteousness I want. Not this invisible emperor's clothes where I go around saying I'm clothed with the righteousness of Christ. I want the real thing. And the real thing will be manifested, it says in Romans 8:4, the righteous requirement of the law is fulfilled inside us. Little by little, that righteousness becomes a part of me. There is a growth in this. I'm not saying it happens all of a sudden. But if you keep fooling yourself with external joy, you'll never get it. That's what I'm trying to say. If you think the great thing is external joy, you'll never find that inward joy which lasts 24 hours. I'll tell you one mark of having an inward joy that lasts 24 hours. An inward peace. You will never be in a bad mood. Never means never. Jesus was never in a bad mood. You could never catch Jesus in a bad mood. Impossible. You'd never find Jesus grumpy and sour and offended. There are some people like that. And you know by the fact that they refuse to talk to you. Have you seen that sometimes in a home, a husband and wife, they won't talk. Even some who shout and yell in the meetings, they won't talk. They're grumpy and sour. That is not the righteousness of the new covenant. That's a deception. Seek with all your heart for the righteousness which comes from God by faith in Christ. That means by dependence on Jesus. Lord, I can't produce this. I want you to do it in me. I want you to write your law in my heart. Many times I pray that. Lord, the life you have described in the New Testament is such a wonderful life, but I cannot produce it. Please write it in me with your finger, the Holy Spirit. Write it in my heart. Give me your nature so that it'll come out from me. I yield to you. I open myself to you. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You've already put it in my mind. That means you've given me a desire for it. Now also do the second thing. Write it in my heart. Make this nature mine. Like we sing in that song, O thou Spirit divine, make all thy nature mine. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wondrous compassion and purity, O thou Spirit divine, make all thy nature mine. That the beauty of Jesus may be seen in me. I believe that is the greatest need in our CFC churches. Seek for that righteousness which is full of peace and joy in the Lord. God loves you. He loves you so immensely. He says, you're the apple of my eye. Why can't we rejoice in him all the time? Is it only Sunday morning that we are the apple of his eye? Is it only Sunday morning that the hairs on our head are counted? No, all the time. Now, I remember yesterday when I was at this wedding, I was praying, Lord, what shall I promise? Shall I give this couple getting married? And Lord spoke to me clearly. Tell them that the hairs on their head are counted. Remember that all their life. It's a very wonderful promise. The hair on my head is counted. That means the smallest little thing in your life, God's intensely interested in it. You need never be anxious. You need never be worried. Say, Lord, with such a care you have for me, why should I live with anxiety and fear? Why should I have grudges and bitterness against somebody? Why should I be upset with people? Why should I become grumpy and sour and in a bad mood when I have the Almighty God, ruler of this universe, taking care of me? Live in that comfort and joy, my brother. You are precious to him. You are very, very precious. He's not going to carry you halfway through the river and say, oh, I've had enough with you, and dump you there. Trust him, love him, and say, Lord, with such love that you've shown me, I'm not going to hold back anything from you. You can have all there is of me.